This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 27 Pentecost Wednesday before Christ the King. To be used after the last variable Sunday of Pentecost until Christ the King. Colossians 1:13-20. The image of God. God has delivered us from our domination by darkness, evil, sin, and transferred us to the kingdom of His Son, through whom we receive forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word, and by whom we are redeemed from the penalty of sin, eternal death, Romans 6:23. Jesus is the image of the invisible God made visible. He is the firstborn, pre-existent and supreme, of all creation. Everything in creation was made in, by and for Christ. He existed before all things, and the entire universe is held together by Him. He is the head of the church, which is His body. He is the beginning of all things, and the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything He is preeminent. God in all His fullness dwells in Jesus, Colossians 2:8-9, Matthew 11:27, John 14:7. Through Christ reconciles to Himself and makes peace with all things, in heaven and on earth, by the blood sacrifice of Jesus' crucifixion. Commentary: Jesus is the light of the world, the light of eternal life, John 8:12, the light of righteousness in the darkness of sin and evil in this world, John 1:5, the light of spiritual enlightenment, John 1:9, in the darkness of spiritual ignorance and what the world falsely calls wisdom, 1 Corinthians 1:18-30, 2:1-8. I'm intrigued by the association of light and eternal life. Light is the cosmic speed limit in this world. Science says that it is impossible to exceed the speed of light, because as the speed of light is approached, time slows down, and at light speed, time stops, the definition of eternity. God's word declares that this creation and we ourselves are limited by time. At the end of this age of time and grace, the free gift of God of forgiveness and salvation, there will be a day of judgment. At that day, time will cease and our eternal destinies will be fixed and unchangeable. At that day, Christ will return to judge the living and the dead, 1 Peter 4:5, John 5:28-29, in both physical and spiritual senses. Those who have accepted Jesus as Lord, 1 Colossians 1:14-20, who has power and authority, a master, a ruler, a governor, a prince, a proprietor, and who have trusted and obeyed Jesus will have been spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Those who have rejected Jesus as Lord, and have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus will be spiritually, UN reborn, and will enter eternal destruction and death in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness of our sin, disobedience of God's word, and salvation from eternal death, which is the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23. God has been teaching us that there is no forgiveness of sin with the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9:22. At Jesus' crucifixion, Jesus became the only sacrifice acceptable to God for our forgiveness, Hebrews 9:11-15, 25-28, Acts 4:12. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, home. God is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, Romans 8:9. Jesus is the very image of God made visible in human flesh. Jesus said that those who have known Jesus personally have known God the Father also, Matthew 11:27, John 1:18, 14:7. Jesus was pre-existent with God from the very beginning of creation, John 1:1-2. Jesus was not only with God, He was fully God from the beginning, John 1:1c. Jesus was designed into creation from the very beginning, He was not some afterthought, after mankind sinned. The entire creation was begun in, by and for Christ. The entire creation is held together by Him, otherwise creation would be pointless. Jesus is the head, Lord, of the church. The church is the body of Christ, each believer is a part of the body, each having unique abilities and roles assigned by God, Romans 12:4-8. Jesus is the firstborn and only begotten Son of God, begotten by the Holy Spirit, Matthew 1:20, Luke 1:31-35. Jesus is the firstborn from the dead, the first to die physically and be raised to eternal life, Matthew 28:5-7a. In Jewish law, the firstborn son had preeminence over the other sons, Hebrews 12:10-15, and received a double portion of the inheritance, Genesis 25:31-33, 43:33, Exodus 14:2, 2 Chronicles 21:3. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?